So as I was saying, Arjun really wanted to just know the meta narrative of the story. Carrying on in the phone call, Arjun asked some really difficult questions to answer, which challenged me. He wanted me to define the main character's powers a little bit more so than I did, because in the synopsis, I literally just said origin story, 6 pages. I knew exactly what I was going to say, but I didn't convey it to him. But he went ahead and read between the lines, and he asked some really, really important questions about the nature of the powers. And in doing so, actually gave me a fairly brilliant suggestion that actually helps the credibility of my entire story, the universe I've built. He asked why it is Neil is vulnerable in a way that he didn't think would be possible, and I explained it to him. But in doing so, we realized, maybe that should be something we put in the comic to explain to the reader why that is possible. Foreshadow even the smallest of moments so that when that happens, it's not this huge suspension of belief. One thing that this phone call has really taught me is that just because I'm on the other side of the world doesn't mean I can't collaborate effectively. It is a bitch, and I really, really wish he just lived in this house with me, or that we lived in the same state and could see each other on the weekends and work in a studio, or blah, 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 a thousand different ways it would be better. But we still were able to communicate, albeit with Skype call dropouts and being put on hold and bandwidth issues. We got through a lot of this work together. I am exhausted. I have been going nonstop for about 48 hours with a small nap in there, but things are looking good. I had a great night with some friends, some really supportive people around me right now. I got to spend time with my family. I'm really energized right now, and I'm not gonna let up. I got a call from Benny while I was at the bar tonight with my friends, and he literally just called me to tell me he loved my script, which meant the world to me. Benny is like a brother to me, and to hear him call me and say he was enthralled to read it is about as big of a compliment as I'm gonna get. Ben doesn't read a whole lot of comic books, and the ones he does are some of the very best that have ever been published. So for him to call me, and maybe it's because he's being really, really kind, but I honestly think Ben wouldn't bullshit me. If Ben thought I wasn't living up to my potential, and he's proved this in the past, he would tell me. Hopefully, if I can impress him, if Arjun and me are so close on the same page as comic book lovers, this could be the beginning of a very, very, very beautiful, beautiful moment in my life. I'm still just trying so hard to not let my excitement, get ahead of me. I still have a long road ahead of me. I have to script 6 issues, completely, probably draft them both, all of them twice. I gotta continue when I'm done there. I gotta do the next 6 issues, because God knows if Dark Horse likes the first six, I'm gonna be ready to do 6 more right away. Things are looking good. I got a few more people that I really care to hear his opinions on things. And I got to sit down and talk to them. And I'm just going to try and pump through this script, the first issue, the layouts, and the composition notes, get it done. And, having Arjun 100% behind it. And, he even said that just reading the synopsis made him, invigorated him. It made him feel like this project is real. We're moving forward. Things are looking good. It's not just some pipe dream that some kids in college came up with 3 years ago that they're just going through the motions to make themselves feel better. It actually is a legitimate story, hopefully one worth reading. And I hope that anybody who could take the time to listen to me rant for nearly 10 minutes about my stupid comic book that they have no idea what the story is because I don't want to tell it until I've told it on page. I hope that if you can sit through this, that within the next year you can sit down and read this first issue that I'm so damn excited about. And thank you so much to anybody who puts up with listening to my idiotic voice for this long. I'm going to bed. The sun's coming up, the birds are chirping. It's about that time. So, good night or good day to those of you who still have full-time jobs. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you sometime tomorrow night. Bye.